This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, October 14th. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. There's an old saying, life can turn on a dime. We all have access to recorded history and memories of our past. The future is not yet lived, and we find ourselves in this very moment. The choices we make determine our fate. We're all different. Some of us have lived a bland life. Myself, I never realized until recently how narrow my existence has been. I built my own cage. I thought I was living life. In reality, I was working intensely, taking the same path to and fro since my teen years, spending time with the people that have entered my little world. Don't get me wrong. I loved my work and I felt blessed to enjoy every day. In fact, I would have worked 24/7 and been with those people gladly. However, what I realize today is that life need not be rigidly encased. It can be pliable and expand to include far more than we may realize. We can create a rich life full of memorable moments. Today, Adventure Day, is the perfect day to assess where we find ourselves. For those who follow a strict routine, who perhaps have been too comfortable doing the same old, today can be a day to broaden our horizons, to realize that every moment is an opportunity to say yes to something new and exciting, to expand our views beyond the paths we routinely follow. It can be our time to try something new, a time to open the door of a cage we've built and spread our wings and fly. We each can resolve to live each day we have to the fullest. We can shake off the fear of flying. Some of us may not be risk takers. However, adventure need not mean paragliding or bungee jumping or whatever else physically is challenging and that makes our heart rate jump. We can follow our heart's desire, be bolder, braver, and enjoy a zest for life outside our accustomed comfort zone. Each in our own way, we can do this. We can recognize that the things we do to fill our days can include things we still have yet to do and want to do. We can live each day exploring fresh possibilities. We can talk to strangers, get engaged in different conversations, take detours to get to the places we need to go. For some of us, adventure may mean a trip around the world. But here, in our very own spaces, a trip around the corner that takes us outside our habitual comfort zone can reward us with a fresh perspective and give us a new vision on life. Rather than put off for tomorrow, we can open up and we can live adventurously each day and embrace change. It is possible for each of us to spice up our moments. When we're fearful, we can pause, we can assess, review, and then step forward and leave the fear of unknown behind. We can reach for what interests us and unleash our inner child's curiosity. We can opt to experiment and play a little if we wish. We can take our dreams off the shelf. We can dust them off and choose to follow our heart. And we can do more than just exist in their survival mode. We can live richly and step out and be adventurous. Today is Adventure Day, and we can be in this moment. We can laugh. We can experience joy and wonder. A study shows that only 14% of adults are truly happy in living a fulfilling life. If we are one of the 86% who are living a narrow, perhaps monotonous or boring life, let's find the key to what makes our hearts sing, and let's use it and open ourselves to having a daily adventure, or at least a more frequent one. Let's seek out new experiences. Try something new. Adventure is adding a little excitement to our life. It's good for us to raise our adrenal level occasionally and hear our heart thump with excitement. Oprah says the biggest adventure you can take is to live the life of your dreams. Today, Adventure Day, October 14th, 2023, can be the beginning of a new narrative for each person who dares to make their life their best adventure. We each can set our goals and aspire to reach various destinations, but in truth, it's our journey, the day-to-day living that counts, and it will deliver us the most we can get out of life. Today, your team is here to share their experience and knowledge and empower anyone who wishes to make informed decisions and live their best. We'll get health tips from Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic, Dr. Vivian Brown, author of The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian, Christine, the health coach. We'll chat with our Cupid matchmaker, Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions, senior move manager, Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile, accessibility expert, Daniel Wiskin, and I'll be your wardrobe doctor. So after one important message about organ donation, we'll learn how to retire on our own terms tax efficiently from Leslie McCormick of the Farwell Group. We each curate our own life. We can embrace today, learn, grow, and most definitely make this a day to add adventure and spice up our life. Happy Adventure Day. I am Marilyn Waston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today. Online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now Darren Farwell of the Farwell Group joins us to share more information about investing for a retirement tax efficiently and more. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning, Marilyn. Well, today I'm going to talk about how structured products, monthly pay, structured notes, paying 9% and even more, can help stretch your registered retirement income fund longer. Look, there's a lot going on these days, higher interest rates, higher mortgage rates, deglobalization, and, well, a lot of geopolitical upheaval lately. All of these things point to the fact that the cost of living day-to-day is going to stay higher. And that, combined with the fact that many listeners will live longer than previous generation, that produces the challenges of longevity, is that your savings have to work double time to keep you ahead of those insidious effects of inflation and taxes over time. But don't worry, you can do it. We've overcome plenty of challenges in the past. I bet more than a few of you out there remember 20% mortgage rates in the early 1980s and lineups at gas pumps during the oil embargo. There are challenges, there have been plenty, and they can be overcome, especially if you act proactively and make adjustments. Don't be afraid to go out there and at least consider the possibility of doing things differently, making adjustments. And structured products provide just that kind of adjustment. Why? Because monthly pay structured products pay a regular monthly income well above what's available in GICs and even many low-risk bonds and bond funds. Monthly pay structured products pay a higher regular monthly payment. In fact, as I mentioned, today we have monthly pay structured products paying 9% plus per year paid monthly. So who can benefit from structured products? Well, lots of people looking for a higher regular income. But today we're going to focus on our listeners who have a RIF, Registered Retirement Income Fund. A RIF requires a minimum withdrawal every year once you've started it. And that minimum withdrawal goes up initially just a little bit year after year, but over time goes up more. So to make your savings last, it's useful to have your capital, your savings, earning more than the required withdrawal rate, because this will stretch out how long your savings last. A 9% structured pay monthly coupon that comes with, well, some level of capital guarantees means your savings can earn more than your minimum required withdrawal well into your 80s at the current pricing. And here's an example of what I mean. If you have a $100,000 RIF, at age 72, you must withdraw a minimum of 5.4%, or $5,400. If you have a monthly pay structured product earning 9%, or $9,000 at the year, at the end of your year, your income will exceed your withdrawals. And this just stretches your savings longer. Of course, you need to do some homework. Structured products should only be a portion of a diversified portfolio. There are specific details around how structured products and monthly pay notes work and when the guarantees are paid that require, you know, some more work to understand. But by doing the homework, you may be able to stretch your savings to support your lifestyle right through your lifetime. So are structured products right for you? Well, you have a leg up now on many, because very few people actually have even heard of structured products. So if you're ready to take the next step, we're talking on the show today about making investments, going out there and being willing to look at, consider changing things. Be proactive. Feel free to call me. For all From a Woman's Perspective listeners, I will schedule a 15-minute call. During that call, you can ask your questions. I will ask you 7 questions. And at the end of our call, you will have a better idea of whether structured products are right for you in your personal circumstance.
Well, Darren, it's true. I've never heard of structured products until you spoke about them here. And the idea of making our savings last longer and using strategy means that same old doesn't have to be safe and secure. There are alternatives, and we don't know what we don't know. If someone wants to speak to you, what's your number?
416-863-7501.
416-863-7501. Changes may feel difficult, but the fact is that life is an adventure and things are always changing. So why not explore the possibilities, do your homework, speak to the experts, and find out if perhaps making more money and having your savings last longer, stretching your income, as Darren has just said, structured products may be for you. The number again, 416-863-7501. Darren Farwell, the Farwell Group. You don't know what you don't know, and here's an opportunity to ask questions, get answers, and make an informed decision. Darren, thank you very much for highlighting structured products. I've learned, and I believe my listeners are learning and enjoying how to make their savings last longer.
Well, yeah, thank you, Marilyn. You did a great job of summarizing the advantage of just being willing to go out there and, as you said, explore, consider alternatives, and see whether those alternatives are a good fit for your circumstances. Bye for now.
Bye, and thanks again, Darren. We'll talk soon.
Vaginal changes due to menopause are normal, but painful intercourse, bladder infection, soreness, and dryness don't have to be, thanks to a gentle laser therapy offered by FemRenew that can save millions of women from suffering silently. Visit FemRenew.ca to discover a non-hormonal treatment that's safe and cutting-edge without any cutting at all. a vaginal procedure so advanced, you'll be in and out in 5 minutes. Explore femrenew.ca and experience the new normal.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So it is the fall, and certainly the air is turning a little bit colder and a little bit drier. Kids are back in school, and typically this time of year we encounter more germs and viruses, and that means our immune system needs a little bit of help this time of year. So let's talk a little bit about the immune system and how we can support our immune system. And this week I'm going to talk about some immune supportive supplements and herbs, and then next week I'm going to continue the conversation and talk about some foods and lifestyle tips to help really support our immune system. So when we think of the immune system, there's actually really two parts. Something called the innate immune system, which actually works as a general defense against pathogens that try to enter our body, and something called the adaptive immune system. And this recognizes pathogens that's already been in contact with and actually creates antibodies that are specific to that virus and helps to destroy it. So when we think of immune supportive things like herbs and supplements, studies have found that actually people who are poorly nourished actually have a greater risk of catching a virus or a bacterial infection or even other types of infections. So types of nutrients that I typically focus on with patients include things like vitamin D, zinc, and even probiotics. So a lot of my patients will come in, certainly this time of year, any time of year, I usually try to do some blood work to identify what their vitamin D levels are, because vitamin D helps to enhance what we call the pathogen fighting abilities of our white blood cells, and it's also anti-inflammatory. And I do see in many of my patients that they do have low vitamin D levels, and that's been correlated with a poor immune response. Zinc is essential for immune function. Specifically, it protects the tissues and the tissue barriers in our body, and actually prevents foreign pathogens from entering. And certainly probiotics, for example, are really important, because something called leaky gut syndrome is a major cause of food sensitivities, even autoimmune diseases, and a weakened immune system. Herbs that I often refer to with patients include things like echinacea, elderberry, and ginseng. And these all can be used individually or in a combination to help with the immune system. Now, of course, sometimes it's important to understand that some of these nutrients, especially the herbs, are natural products. Some people can have sensitivities or even be allergic to them. So it's really important to consult with a naturopathic doctor to make sure that we find the right solution for each individual to help their support their immune system. But certainly in the meantime, if people have any questions, they can give me a call. I do offer free 15-minute consultations, and the number is 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
Well, you always believe in getting to the root of the problem. We've spoken so many times, and I guess having a healthy immune system is something that's helpful not just in the fall, but all year round. Anyone listening who has any kind of problem wants to deal with it naturally, give Dr. Betty a call. Take her up on her complimentary consultation, 15 minutes, and you can have a conversation and determine what approach is best for you. The phone number, 905-707-2001. That's 905-707-2001. Dr. Betty Rosendahl, Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic. Dr. Betty, thank you for that information. I look forward to learning more about our immune system next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
To be adventurous means to embrace new experiences, perhaps explore new places and meet strangers. However, to adopt an adventurous mindset, we need to feel confident that we're properly equipped for our adventure. That includes being able to hear our best. To explain more about how to do this, we have Edmund Ivazian, Hearing Instrument Specialist of Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. You're right. To be an adventurous, you have to have some confidence and take the steps to get out there and do something new. But often, people have less confidence than they should, or they simply overthink the problem and never actually end up doing the thing that they put so much thought into. There's a saying that I've heard before that says, everything you want is on the other side of fear. I don't recall who said that, but this is something that I use when making decisions that can cause fear and anxiety for myself. Almost every time that I've used that quote to overcome my own obstacles, I've created a winning scenario for myself. Sometimes we need to be talked into doing something that we don't want to do, or maybe it's our own curiosity that leads us to take the next step. But often, something at least interesting happens when we do. Which brings me to my happy story for today. I met a woman by the name of Eileen this past week. Eileen had been referred to me by her family doctor, who noticed that she wasn't hearing well, even with her hearing aids. He called us, and he made the appointment for her. Naturally, Eileen was skeptical and perhaps even shocked when the option to even think about it was taken from her. When she arrived in our office, I greeted her and we sat down to have a chat. I asked her what brought her in. She said, my doctor sent me here. He said that you can help me hear better. Now, anyone who knows me knows I love a good challenge. So I asked her to tell me more about her issue. She went on and told me that she had not been happy with the way she hears with the hearing aids and that she was getting embarrassed when she meets with people, especially with her family. The hearing aids that she was wearing were only about 2 years old, so they were still quite useful. So my curiosity took over, and I took a look at her hearing aids and how they were set up. I took some time to show and explain to Eileen why her hearing aids weren't working for her. There were two major issues. The first issue was that the hearing aid amplification was turned way down to prevent feedback, which is that awful screeching noise. And the second was that her fitting in her ear was not snug enough to keep the sound that she needed in her ears. What made things even worse was that she had just recently seen the people who fit her, and they did an adjustment for her. She had lost faith that anyone could help. So I explained how my solution would work, and I guaranteed that she would hear better or I would give her her money back. A simple solution of custom-made ear tips and a proper hearing aid adjustment would solve all of these problems and allow her to hear her best and get value for her money, both with the hearing aids and the new solution. We're so excited to be able to change Eileen's quality of life for the better with such an easy solution. So, if you or someone you know isn't hearing well with their hearing aids, maybe we can help you too.
Well, the fact that you get to the root of the problem, even if it's just a simple adjustment, helps people use the hearing aids they have. And often I hear that people have hearing aids, but they're in their pocket instead of in their ears. So Edmund, if someone is wearing their hearing aids in their pocket instead of their ears, what do you suggest they do?
Well, first and foremost, why don't we come in, bring you in, have a chat to find out why. Why is it that those devices aren't helping you? And 99% of the time, it's something so simple that we can fix it within the same visit. In other cases, we might need to come back. Let's say, for example, if we need parts made specifically for you, we may be able to get you back and solve that problem within a week or two.
So the idea is to leave fear behind. If you have hearing issues, whether they be because you have hearing aids you're not satisfied with, regardless of how old they are or where you bought them, hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto invites you to bring them to him so he can look at them and give you information so you can make an informed decision. Everything you want is on the other side of fear. Don't be fearful. Don't worry. Don't bite your fingernails. Take down the name Edmund Ivazian, Hearing Instrument Specialist, Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto. You can get an intensive hearing test. You can have your hearing aids looked at regardless of where you purchased them or how old they are, and then you will have the help you need to make an informed decision. Edmund, tell us about your two locations.
So we've got two locations. One is at Coxwell and Danforth at 702 Coxwell. We're right by the Coxwell subway station. We're walking distance from there. There's no on-site parking, street parking only, and unfortunately this is our inaccessible location. This is not wheelchair and walker friendly. There are a few steps to get into the building, but usually that's where I am. The other location that we have is at the Parkway Mall, which is usually where my brother and my other team members are, and that location is our accessible location. There's no steps, no stairs, no nothing to get up and into. There's no challenges or barriers to use that office. Both locations are ready and willing to help and make sure people hear their best.
So Coxwell at Danforth, I know the subway station is a stone's throw away. And if someone is coming with a walker, I'm sure you'll help them up those three or four stairs.
I will certainly help them up, but they have to be able to come up those stairs.
So the phone number to reach you, Edmund?
The best number to reach us at is 416-754-4327.
416-754-4327. Make sure that you can hear your best, learn how to do it, and then enjoy the adventures of your dreams. The number again, 416-754-4327. Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto, Edmund Ivazian. Thank you, Edmund. I look forward to a happy story again next week, and a shout out to Eileen. I hope she's enjoying listening to the show.
My pleasure, Marilyn.
Want some excitement in your life? Want an adventure? Ready to meet someone new but not sure how to meet the right person? From a Woman's Perspective has its very own Cupid to help anyone ready to meet their special someone. It's matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. Good morning, Linda, or I'll call you Cupid. Good morning, Cupid.
Good morning, Marilyn. So I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about Diane and Cal. They're kind of an interesting couple, and talk about getting off the beaten track. So Diane, she joined about a year ago, and she was a really interesting woman. She sort of very adventurous, sort of a take no prisoner soul, loves to travel. She has a lake house in Cottage Country. She loves adventure travel, so she doesn't mind a day or two at the beach, but she really likes sort of off the beaten track, local food, local culture, local people. So really lives her life sort of from her own perspective. And I thought when I was matching her, I really have to get somebody who's like her. But the problem is there's no one like her. Because she's a she's really a going concern. And I thought, I'm really going to have to dig deep for this. But I really did like Cal for her, in not so much as reading the profile and going, okay, well, that's the perfect match. They're sort of very alike. But for some reason, I just had this intuition that they would be a good fit. Now, he was a bit of your typical 71-year-old. She's 72. He's a bit of your typical 71-year-old. He has a place in Florida. He's a retired professional, Toronto guy, very much like you'd expect in that age group. But anyway, the interesting thing is they put the two of them together, and they met last year. He put his place in Florida up for rent. They rented a beach house in Mallorca, Spain. He has totally taken to her lifestyle. They're having so much fun. Every time I give them a call to see how they're doing, they're either answering me from an airport or from a car. So they're just, he said, I'm just having the time of my life. He said, it's totally off script. It is not following anything he imagined for his life. But he said, hey, I can rent my place in Florida, no problem. This is something I would have never done on my own. And it's like every day is an adventure. So I'm just so happy for them. And I had to think out of the box, but he had to think out of the box a bit too. So not that she probably isn't making a few compromises, but it certainly seems like a match made in heaven right now.
Well, Cupid, you succeed again, and you have a 75% success rate for people over 70. So a shout out to Diane and Cal. If someone wants to meet their match or find out about matchmaking and how Cupid works in 2023, how do we reach you?
The best thing to do is call our toll-free number at 1-877-334-9041. There's also a place on our website where you can book an appointment online. So that's about an hour. I take an hour. I go through an application with you just to make sure we have what you're looking for and to get an idea of what you're like. So when I'm matching you, I can describe you to people and I can get a better idea of who to match you with. So there's also a local number for Toronto, 416-777-6302. And our website is mistyriverintros.com.
Cupid succeeds again. Diane and Cal are adventurers together, and life is good. Please keep us apprised of their progress, Linda. And I'll give out your number one more time, 416-777-6302. Perhaps you're interested and Cupid can help you. It starts with a conversation, 416-777-6302.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, one of Canada's top Women of Influence Award recipients, author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly Healthy Aging Tip. Dr. Brown, good morning, and I understand it's masking time again. What do we need to know?
Well, you know what, Marilyn? So many people, it's been almost 4 years, are tired of COVID. And often say, I am done with COVID. I'm done with the vaccines. I'm done with masking. I'm just having no part of it. The problem is that COVID is not done with us. And what we know is that we are seeing a rise again in one of the subvariants of COVID. It is still in the Omicron strain. And we just have new vaccine that's been approved in Canada, which is advised particularly for everybody over the age of 65. And those who have underlying diseases. Well, what we know about masking, and Dr. Teresa Tam, our medical chief public health officer, has discussed this, is that when we mask, we decrease spread of infection. So when all of us were wearing masks, we saw very little influenza, we saw very little RSV, and of course, we reduced the risk of COVID. So as we're getting into the fall, as we're starting to see infections rise, there is discussion about whether or not we should be masking. And I think it's really important when you're around people who are especially vulnerable. So if you're a lot of people in a closed space, if you're with elderly relatives who have underlying diseases, if you're in a hospital setting, if you're visiting someone in the hospital, if you're around people who are at risk for severe illness, I think it's a really good idea to mask. I don't think we're going to get the mandates that insist that we mask. It is very much a personal decision. But from my way of thinking, you protect not only yourself, but you protect the others around you. So yes, I think it's time to start thinking about masks again, particularly when we're indoors, particularly when we're in a medical facility or around our loved ones who are at higher risk.
Well, Dr. Brown, you put it quite succinctly in clear language. COVID is not done with us. So this useful advice about masking is appreciated. Thank you for that. And thank you for your book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. I have it on my night table and I refer to it regularly. And I suggest anyone wishing to take charge of their health, get a copy. It's available in bookstores across Canada, on Amazon, on Dr. Vivian's own site, drvivianbrown.com. And I have signed copies. If you wish to order them, you can call me at 416-504-6777. Remember the name, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging by Dr. Vivian Brown. Thank you, Dr. Brown, for educating us about masking.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Marilyn Weston calls it life-changing, the best travel upgrade since business class. You'd better sit down for this one. It's the Travel Buggy, the lightweight motorized wheelchair that folds in seconds to the size of a suitcase, meaning it fits in any vehicle and is allowed on any airplane. See the world again. Regain your independence in the Travel Buggy. Recommended by Marilyn Weston. Test ride a Travel Buggy at Total Access Center, home to Marilyn's The Store. For your appointment, call 416-546-1000.
Now, accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility joins us with a tip for accessibility today. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. And apparently, it's challenging finding a good contractor these days. Today, I think we can learn some valuable lessons from this client's past experience. So a show caller named Stacy, she called me this past week. She had hired a contractor to renovate her bathroom. He showed up the first day, he did demolition, so that's fantastic. He showed up the second day, and he said he was having some car problems. So he managed to get some electrical done, some plumbing done, and about a half day's work, he had to go to the car dealership to try to figure out what was wrong with his car. Fast forward a month later, she's never heard anything from him again. She's tried calling, emailing, texting, but nothing works. And she lost 40% of her deposit after only 2 days or 1.5 days' work. So Stacy, she heard me on the radio, heard me talking about bathrooms and what Greater Toronto Accessibility is all about, and she invited me over to have a look at what this contractor has done. So I went there to take a look at what was going on, and I noticed a lot of things wrong. First of all, the plumbing. The pipes were not the right size, so that means if we were to close up all the walls, and let's say this job was finished, her toilet wouldn't function properly. It would make a gurgling sound. Her drain wouldn't go down fast enough, so you get clogging. And these are things that you really can't fix once all the walls are closed. I also noticed something wrong with the electrical. There wasn't enough power going to the GFI right by the vanity. So if you wanted to use a blow dryer, for instance, and plug it in, you wouldn't have enough power and it would trip all the time because he was pulling from different electrical wires, which is a no-no in our business. So luckily, I was able to catch these things and explain to her that maybe it was a good thing that he took off. So she wanted us to take over the job, and that's something we're going to do and get it done right the first time. But as I mentioned, there's some lessons to be learned here. So first of all, when you're hiring a contractor, I think it's very important to have a contract in place. You need an approximate start time, an approximate finish time. You need a payment schedule so you know what to pay out, when to do it. So we usually hit targets. So after demolition, we'll get a payment. After tiling, we'll get a payment. And when the job is complete, we'll get a payment. That way, you don't throw out all this money, and this could maybe happen to you. Another thing that you should have is knowing what you're getting. So you should have an itemized list of the products that are going to be installed, because you may have a different idea of what the contractor wants to install for you. So these are some good tips that you should take in and make sure that you have them when you're going to renovate your bathroom. In Stacy's case, when we're starting, we have all this in place. We're going to do the job right from start to finish. The plumbing, the electrical, we're going to build her the shower that she was dreaming about and do it the right way the first time. And when we come to the job, you got to go every single day. You don't want to be taking breaks and going off to different job sites all the time. So that's what we're known for. We're very great at what we do, and we look forward to working with Stacy in the near future.
So basically, you've given Stacy a plan. Let her know what you have to spend money on, how much it's going to cost her. You've given her a timeline, and she's happy with all that and going ahead. Am I correct?
That's exactly it. She now has some peace of mind in knowing what she's getting and the schedule, so she knows when it's going to get done. And obviously, when we go in, we need to build a relationship. I don't know Stacy. Stacy doesn't know me. I have credibility from the radio, But I have to build that relationship with Stacy, and it starts when we start doing the work. And with good referrals, as she made calls this time to some of our previous clients, they vouch for us that we do great work. And so we have a comfortable beginning. And once this project's done, she's just going to be really, really happy with the end results because of what went down the last time. It should never happen to anybody. It's such a bad story.
So what we don't know, we don't know. And it's important to deal with an expert who does it once and does it right. And in this case, Daniel Wiskin, accessibility expert, Greater Toronto Accessibility, can help you get the bathroom or accessible home that you desire, a forever home. So Daniel, what about the total home safety check? Are you still doing that?
Yeah, we're still doing that, and that's probably the best place to start. So if you're in Stacy's shoes and you're looking to renovate, we can take a look at your house from top to bottom. If you want to focus in on the main entrance of your home, maybe you need a railing, maybe you need some new steps because they're not well placed, we can deal with that. If you're looking to renovate your bathroom, of course, we specialize in that. But we can also look at the kitchen, the backyard. We renovate basements. So whatever it is you're looking to do, the total home safety check, we can come in, develop a plan for you. So we call it the roadmap to your future. So we put everything on paper with some expenses so you know how much things are going to cost. And then you can implement it whenever you are ready for it. You can do it right away. You could do it in the future. It's a great assessment to have, total home safety check.
Well, it's an adventure to start with your home and to make it into something that is magical and beautiful and fulfill your dreams. Daniel, if someone wants to get the total home safety check, how do we reach you?
You can call me directly at 647-206-6409.
And are we giving a show special?
Yes, we are. So usually $89.95, and I'd like to give it away for free for the first three callers this week, Marilyn.
So take the number down, make a call, and if you're one of the first three callers, you'll have a total home safety check and save yourself $89.95. The information is priceless and very worthwhile anyway, but free, who can beat free? 647-206-6409. Accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin, Greater Toronto Accessibility, total home safety check. Thank you, Daniel. We'll talk next week, and a shout out to Stacy. Hope she loves your work.
Thank you so much.
And broker Melanie Martin, you get extensive knowledge of waterfront properties, anything north of the GTA. So the only thing standing between you and your dream home is a dock. Visit Melanie's website, centralontariowaterfronts.com. Melanie Martin from Right at Home Realty Brokerage. Like a duck to waterfront.
Now I'm Marilyn Weston, your wardrobe doctor. Fashion trends can move basic wardrobes forward each season. When we stick to the same old and replace our clothes with exactly the same item or as close to it as we can, we defeat the value we get from the positive messages that we can create when we spice up our look with items that speak the language of today. It's up to us to recognize what's fresh and new in fashion for the current season and then discern what works best for us. That way we enjoy the adventure of dressing for the season. This year, Merriam-Webster Dictionary added 690 new words. What we wear sends our message to the world without the need for words. So each item we wear contributes to our style vocabulary, and it helps us communicate better with others. Today, as Marilyn Weston, your wardrobe doctor, I want you to be aware of a few of the fashion trends so when you step into your closet, you can make smart choices. Firstly, hold on to your black leggings and wear them with a long sleeve t-shirt. White is on trend, but you can pick any color. In fact, red is hot this season. Your leggings and tee can be a basic and be a foundation for a look that takes you everywhere. All you have to do is top it with a third piece. It can be a long jacket, tailored or dressy, a cozy cardigan or an oversized pullover, an athletic zip jacket or a leather jacket. It's up to you. The idea is that you create your look with leggings and a tee. If your archives include items from 2010 and they still fit you and how you feel. Enjoy your peplum and your off-the-shoulder tops. They're the perfect update. For lovers of color, yes, I mentioned bold red. So pull it out and wear it. And if not, opt for a color that you love. For those who wish to keep cozy and warm, oversized knit sweaters just pulled on with a scarf and your leggings will work. There are many options on the Fashion Trend Buffet, and I'll gladly give you more next Saturday. However, in the meantime, you can get started. And if you want fashion advice of any kind, then let me know by calling me at 416-504-6777 or email me at my name, Marilyn, M-A-R-I-L-Y-N, dot Whetston, W-E-T-S-T-O-N, at gmail.com. After a brief message, I'll return as Marilyn Weston, your host, and we'll get useful tips from Christine, the health coach, senior move manager Lori Bell, and accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
At home for this long has taught us you can never have too much comfort wear for every season and time of day. Marilyn has made being comfortable and stylish easier for all women with the launch of Marilyn's online store. Now you can shop from home at marilyns.ca or arrange a shopping appointment with the wardrobe doctor as your personal stylist. The choice is yours. Shop online at marilyns.ca or call 416-504-6777 and ask for Marilyn. Be comfortable in your own skin and in clothes from Marilyn's.
You feel it when your daughter uses your gemstones in her wedding ring. A link to the past, a dream of the future. There's something beautiful about giving old jewelry a new life. Pamela Lauz Jewelry can help you feel it too. Visit PamelaLauz.com.
Now our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. Sarcopenia, it's the loss of muscle mass, especially related to aging. It's normal to lose some muscle mass as we age. However, sarcopenia describes severe muscle loss that strays from the norm. Sarcopenia affects your gait, balance, and overall ability to perform daily tasks. For a long time, researchers have believed that this deterioration was inevitable, but they're now beginning to look into treatments that might prevent or slow down this process. Here's your symptoms. People with sarcopenia often experience weakness and loss and lose stamina. This can affect their ability to carry out physical activities. A reduction in activity then leads to further muscle loss. A reduction in the nerve cells that send signals from your brain to tell your muscles to move. A lowering of your hormone levels. A decline in the body's ability to convert protein to energy. Not consuming enough daily calories and protein in order to maintain your muscle mass. Exercise. The main treatment path for sarcopenia is exercise. Researchers have identified resistance training as a specific form of exercise that is the most beneficial to people with sarcopenia. This training is designed to improve muscle strength and stamina and uses resistance bands or weights. Resistance training can also help balance your hormone levels. It's been shown to improve the ability to turn protein into energy in older people. These changes have in some cases been seen in only 2 weeks. It's important to work with a qualified trainer or physical therapist to develop an exercise plan tailored to you. The right intensity and frequency of exercise is vital so that you see the most advantage but are less likely to hurt yourself. So for a private complimentary consultation on how to get started on your program, call me at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, ChristineTheHealthCoach.com.
It's possible to take charge of your health, to maintain your muscle mass, and all it takes is solid advice from Christine, the health coach, 416-809-4084. Call Christine, have the conversation, and find out if this works for you. Thanks, Christine, for that tip, and I look forward to speaking to you next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
We are all beings of meaning and community. We provide care at home, hospital, retirement, and long-term care homes. We focus on the social by providing free programs online or in person. Visit us at mosaichomecare.com.
Whether it's to declutter, downsize, or move, Senior Move Manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile has the knowledge, experience, and a great team behind her to help us achieve whatever we wish to accomplish, and they'll leave us smiling. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Marilyn. My tip this week is about keeping the best and letting go of the rest. Many of us of a certain age have enjoyed, well, abundance. We have collected material things, sometimes in excess, adding to cupboards and chests and shelves and closets. We have amassed duplicates of items, just in case, and sometimes forget what we have or where we've put them. Most of our clients are not hoarders, but they have collected. Some things still have the tags on them, or in some cases are still in the gift bags that they came in. My tip this week, as the weather's hinting at the winter to come, is to begin that decluttering project in earnest. You will create some space in your life for new interests and pleasures and be helping others who may not be as fortunate as you are at the same time.
I tell people how to do that, and last week for Thanksgiving, I encouraged people to walk into those closets and cupboards and get rid of the things that they aren't going to use this winter and that can help other people stay warm. So we're on the same page as usual, Lori. If someone wants to talk to you about downsizing or moving or decluttering, how do we reach you?
You can call me at 416-697-8106.
416-697-8106. 8106, Lori Bell, Moving Seniors with a Smile, and she'll definitely leave you smiling. Thanks again, Lori.
Thank you, Marilyn. Have a great week.
You too. It's Adventure Day. Helen Keller said, life is either a daring adventure or nothing at all. Regardless of what we did before, it's now that counts. We can make choices, we can shift our mindset and fit fun and adventure into each of our day. Let's ask ourselves, what do we want to do? What are we not doing? Rather than just do because we feel we must and or because we're used to it, let's free up some time for adventures, big or small. Let's do now while we can, rather than have future regrets. Why wait to live our dreams? Let's say yes to adventure and do things beyond our ordinary. Our life can include wow moments when we open our minds to possibilities and change how we map our life each day. Let's take charge. Let's open doors, step through them, and follow our heart. Let's try to tackle new challenges and enjoy the thrill of discovery. We can do whatever excites us, travel to far-off places if we wish, or explore closer to home. There's a Leafs game tonight, live theater, the three-day vodka festival, the Bala Cranberry Festival, city tours, and lots more, too numerous to list. There are incredible things that surround us to explore. All we need do is to be adventurers and be open to new and different and seek worthwhile experiences to enjoy. Life is short. None of us is immortal. So let's use our time wisely. Let's live our best each day and make every day an adventure. Monotony and stagnation kills. So opt to take a chance to experience life to its fullest. Let's embrace spontaneity. Let's follow the less beaten paths. Try new foods, explore other cultures, be courageous, ask directions, and enjoy the journey. We've heard it before, nothing ventured, nothing gained. So let's become fun lovers. Say yes to new experiences. Wake up, venture out of our comfort zones, and grow. Nothing wrong with childlike enthusiasm. We all can benefit from the joy we have from adventures we decide to experience. Don't wait to make it happen. Let's get lost purposefully. Let's turn left when we usually turn right. Let's slow down and look around. Let's face the day with enthusiasm. And so the adventure today can begin around any corner. Our time together today is almost at an end. Thank you to the healthcare workers, caregivers, and service providers. And thank you to Kelly, Carlos Duncan, and the production team. Thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts, and a very special thank you to you for making time to spend with us this hour. For those who have questions and a desire to take charge of their life, remember the From a Woman's Perspective team are here for you. Our contact information is on marilyns.ca, or you're welcome to call me directly, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. That's 416-504-6777. Thank you again for joining me and your team here. And please plan to join us again next Saturday morning at 8, when we'll speak again and you'll get it straight from a woman's perspective on Zoomer Radio. Be well. Enjoy this adventure day. Bye for now. And remember, adventure awaits you.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.